himself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
You're listening to 88.9 FM KTNA Talkeetna. I'm Philip Manning, and this is Sioux Valley Voice. We've got a special show for you today. It's Christmas Eve, and we want to give you, our listeners, the chance to send out your holiday greetings. The number to call is 733-1200, or you can send an email to dj@ktna.org. I've also got a special guest with me in the studio this morning, Andy Manning, my mother. Mom, thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. So we were just talking. Got in pretty late from picking up my little brother last night at the airport.
Yes, the first thing I thought this morning when I woke up to come to the show is I'm very grateful that my son hosts a radio show and not a television show after about 4 hours of sleep.
Right. I am grateful for that fact more often than our listeners realize, as it turns out. So, just to reiterate, I mean, this show is the opportunity for you, the listener, to send out holiday wishes to whoever you would like. And we've got a couple that came in as echoes last night. So I want to start with those. Of course, they'll be read as regular echoes as well, but since they are special Christmas wishes, wanted to send those out right now. And that first one is to Taurus and Stacy, thinking of you and sending sparkles your way. Merry Christmas from the Waits. And the other one is to Gail and OC at Heart Lake. Merry Christmas. And OC, if you get to town, I have a box for Gail from Margie. So also from the Waits, I assume. Right. So a couple of Christmas wishes from Tom and Margie Waits. If you want to send out your own holiday wishes, the number is 733-1200. And since we're here in the studio on the mics, I guess we could start if there's any that, Mom, that you want to...
Sure. Well, we can start, and I'd like to wish Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to some of my friends here in Talkeetna, Sandra and Pete Matteson, who have become just great friends, the Stoltzes and the folks over at Meandering Moose Lodging, and Laura Lee and Danny Nichols, good friends of mine. So Merry Christmas, guys, and why don't you call in and tell all of your friends Merry Christmas as well.
Right, it is an hour-long show, and while you and I are both very accomplished talkers, it might be difficult.
Yeah, you did get that gene from me,
I think. I could come by it honestly. I've got a few as well. I mean, I guess first, just kind of a blanket Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to all of our listeners. You know, I've been doing this job for just over a year and a half now, and have just experienced amazing levels of support from the folks in the community. And it's really, I know anytime someone approaches me, it kind of feels awkward. I'm not good at taking praise, but it really does mean a lot to me, the amount of support I get from the folks around here. So happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, or Russian Orthodox Christmas, or Festivus, or Solstice, or whatever you celebrate. I hope you enjoy it immensely. Because without our listeners, KTNA wouldn't be here. We are listener supported radio. So, and also to the staff here. you know, it's you hear all too many horror stories in the world about office politics and people that are tough to work with, and I'm very fortunate here at KTNA not to have to deal with that. So, I mean, from our GM, Will Peterson, Programming Director, Deborah Brock, Kirsten Merkley, our Business Manager, and our Development Coordinator. I think Development Coordinator is the title, AJ Sullivan, who just came on board with us a few months ago. But it's a very easy office environment, and I've been in some that aren't. So happy holidays to all of my coworkers as well, and to all of our volunteers. So I guess we can kind of move into some Christmas stories. Before we went on the air, you told me that you thought of some of your more memorable Christmases from childhood. So, I mean, if you want to go ahead and share one of those, that'd
sure.
be...
Sure. I can also tell some really great stories about Philip when about he was me. Little, I'm if sure, anybody I'm sure. is interested.
You got to call in and ask for them.
You have to ask specifically for those, but boy, I've got quite a few. So when I was thinking about memorable Christmases, I think probably the most memorable for me was in 1976, and I was a teenager, and my oldest brother, who was at that time serving in the submarine service in the Navy, had just been assigned to a new submarine on the East Coast, and we hadn't seen him for quite some time, and we went over to my grandmother's house for Christmas Eve, like we always do, and we're having our Christmas Eve dinner, getting ready to open presents, and opens the bedroom door, and here comes my oldest brother to surprise the entire family, and that was... My grandmother was a co-conspirator, as my brother said, and just one of the greatest surprises. Now, we've all attempted that throughout the years in my family, but no one can meet that one. So it was just so special to have my family all together, and, you know, having a brother in the military was just wonderful to have him at home, and that just really... You know, even as a kid, that meant more to me than any presents or anything ever would. So that sort of set the stage for that's what it's all about, just being with your family and celebrating in that way rather than worrying about gifts and things. So that's a really special Christmas for me.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, in our family, the family Christmas is a big deal.
yes.
and I know that there have been a couple. I mean, what comes to mind is I was overseas. For one of the Christmases, I was, I guess that would have been Christmas of 2007. I had been teaching English in Japan that year and actually ended up spending Christmas in Christmas Day at the airport in Fukuoka, Japan, on the way to Thailand. Or no, it was on the way to Korea. So we'd been to Thailand and we're headed to Korea. And so Christmas Day ended up being spent in Japan, and Christmas in Japan, they have Christmas in Japan, but it's not the same. The big winter holiday over there is New Year's. And, you know, that's when they do the gift giving and everything's closed down. And it's interesting because Christmas is kind of a couple's holiday in some ways. It's but, you know, over here we have the traditions of turkey dinner or ham or goose or what have you, you know, some big sit-down family dinner. But in Japan, they eat Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you go and, like, that's KFC's biggest, and there are KFC's all over Japan. There are probably more KFC's than McDonald's in Japan. And that's what they do. They get a big bucket of chicken on Christmas Day and, you know, give each other little gifts. But, yeah, it's mostly a couple's holiday. But that was really interesting. So, yeah, I had KFC at the airport in Japan.
Wow. I remember another Christmas you were gone where you were cooking some type of seafood or...
Oh, that was Thanksgiving.
Oh, Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
yes.
That was when I was living in Washington, D.C.
Yes. That was where the hard Christmas is for mom when kids are not all there. So you always worry that they're, you know, by themselves on Christmas, but they always seem to manage.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, you mentioned that's something up here that, you know, a lot of people deal with.
Yes.
Is, you know, a lot of us, ourselves included, are transplants. And so you do have a lot of people who have to spend Christmas away from their families. And so, but as a result, I've noticed there's a lot of opportunities here in the community. People kind of create their own ways to get together. And
oh, yes. We're very innovative when it comes to creating a reason to have a get together or
to
a
have
party.
A party. Yeah.
Yeah, and we create our own pseudo families. And,
exactly.
You know, friendships are so important when you're away from your family. They become your secondary family, which we have truly enjoyed in this is our fourth Christmas here. And so we have been fortunate to have our younger son fly up and be here, but
who's probably still asleep.
Oh, I'm sure he's still asleep. It was a very long flight from Dallas to here, and but it was we've created our own family, and not just at Christmas, but you know, people that you know really care about you. That's so, just such a wonderful thing about Talkeetna, and probably the thing that, as our guests from all over the world come and ask about, you know, what's so special about Talkeetna, why did you decide to stay, you know, to live here out of all of the places. It's definitely the way the community embraces everyone and makes you makes you a part of the family. And I, too, you were talking earlier, I'm very grateful, too, for the way the community has embraced you. As a mom, that's just a thing. But, you know, that means a lot to me. It means a lot to all of us. And so thank you, Talkeetna.
So the number to call if you want to send out your own Christmas story or wishes for happy holidays is 733-1200. Actually, it looks like there is a caller on that line right now. We'll probably get that connected here in just a minute. I would say we could use 1205, but I think we run into some technical difficulties occasionally when we try to use 1205 as well. So, but yeah, we'll get that call hooked up here in just a second. But or you can send us an email, dj@ktna.org, and let me make sure I've got the email client open so that I can check those as
well. We
they
really
come
like
in.
You to call in. We want to
hear
you.
We
want to
hear from you. And like I said, if you want to hear the Christmas stories about me, you have to call.
Yeah, that's a special enticement there.
Okay. We do in fact have a caller on the line. It is G Denny. So Denny, are you there?
Oh, you calling to me? Talking to me? Yeah, I want to know if your brother brought his axe up. Does he travel with his instrument?
Oh, did he bring his saxophone?
No, he brought his cat instead.
Oh, well, I know somebody that can play a cat.
He might be able to, but no, he didn't.
Well, you know, I must confess, in the orchestra, they were all calling him Barry because he played Barry sax, but I don't remember his name.
Kevin.
Oh, I thought that could be it. Yes. Yeah, well, I'll keep calling him Barry.
That's okay.
Tell him to bring his horn next time. You don't travel without your axe.
Exactly. Yeah, that Barry sax is like carrying around a coffin. The thing is huge, and American Airlines like to hit you pretty good for bringing that thing around, too.
Yeah, right.
They ought to fine you for bringing a cat. Hey, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
You
Thanks
too.
For calling in,
you
Denny.
Too.
Okay, so it's just that easy. Call 733-1200, and you can share funny stories or wish happy holidays to whomever you would like. I do have a couple others. Of course, my family. My immediate family, we're lucky enough that everybody's here. Mom, you obviously, but Dad lives here as well in town, and Kevin's in town, so we'll all be together for Christmas tomorrow. But you know, obviously, we have a lot of extended family, well spread out all over the country now.
Pretty much, literally from Maine to Alaska to Texas.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of hit the corners.
Yeah,
but all the extended family out on the East Coast, and my grandparents, Ted and Shirley Scrimger, back in Texas, who will help find the recording once
yes,
this is done so they
gonna,
can listen to it.
We are going to give them some technical support
right.
so that they can listen to this. And
that's mine and my brother's job is
yes.
family tech support generally.
For grandma and grandpa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, so Merry Christmas to my family spread out all over the place.
All over the place, yes. We got to get them up here for an Alaskan Christmas.
Exactly.
We keep working on it. And although I think my brothers out on the East Coast, especially my brother Bruce in Maine, I think they have more snow than we do.
Wouldn't surprise me. It's been a very light year on snow, to the point where, I mean, they're talking about they've already moved at least one sled dog race.
Yeah, it's got a little bit last night. But I will say at the airport last night, Ted Stevens was a very popular place to be at Ted Stevens International last night.
I imagine.
I think it is, as you were saying, one of the busiest days of the year, if not the busiest. And there was a lot of people there at 1 o'clock in the morning meeting flights, but it's so fun to
right.
see, you know, college kids coming in. You can tell the college kids are the ones in the basketball shorts and flip flops coming to Alaska.
Right, who are going to school outside somewhere.
Yes. And,
where it's 70 degrees.
They got their backpack and just lots of families, grandparents coming, mm-hmm. lots of little kids running around in their pajamas, all excited to meet grandma and grandpa at the airport. So again, just it's those little things, you know, seeing other people really embracing this time to be together. And, you know, those of us that live up here, it is difficult. It's mm-hmm. a long ways from our family for a lot of us. So,
yeah.
But it was really fun. Even though it was 1 o'clock in the morning. Very busy place, though. Now, coming back through Wasilla, there was nobody on the road at 2:30.
Deserted.
I've never seen Wasilla look like that. It was actually quite nice.
Yeah, with all the road construction that's been going on down there, it's pretty rare to get through there in under about half an hour.
Yeah, and the traffic. Mm-hmm. So some of the stores are still open 24 hours, so we did some last-minute Christmas shopping.
Okay.
Lots of people out still getting shopping done. So.
Did you get me anything?
Oh, I think I don't know. I don't know if you've been a good boy. I think Santa might have be putting some coal in your stocking.
Well, we'll take it up with him. Maybe he'll call in from North Pole.
I don't know. Maybe some people that know if you've been good or not. Could give me some hints.
There you go. Well, we already got a call from the Grinch.
Yes,
Denny
we did.
Always reads. Well, not this year. It didn't quite work out. I guess the scheduling didn't work out. But Denny traditionally reads How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yes.
But so maybe now we can get a call from Santa Claus. We'll see. Because I happen to know that Santa has passed through the area. I think he was at the senior center a week or two ago, with the kids up there.
Well, we actually saw Santa Claus on a bicycle yesterday in Anchorage. Santa was on a bicycle riding down Northern Lights. So I guess he's doing his last-minute shopping as well.
Well,
and he was waving at everyone. And
probably has to get in shape. He's going to eat a lot of milk and cookies tonight. So he had to shed a few extra pounds.
Everyone was honking and waving at Santa. So... he's got a busy night ahead tonight.
You know, it's speaking of Santa, and it's a great story. NPR did a story recently on, because you know, NORAD tracks Santa Claus every year. They've got the radar, and the origin of that story was actually really, really cool. And it was some newspaper put out a story of, you know, oh, call this number. And talk to Santa and give Santa your Christmas wishes or Christmas wish list or whatever. Well, there was a typo. And so it wasn't actually a number to Santa Claus. It was actually a number to one of the red telephones at NORAD. And anyone who lived through any of the Cold War knows what the red telephones are for.
Yes.
And so the commander, this colonel, Air Force colonel, the red phone rings. And he picks it up and, you know... Only two people had this phone number, and one was him. And so he said on the other end, there's this little voice that says, "Are you Santa Claus?" Well, he thinks it's a joke, somebody playing a prank. And so, like, he gets, you know, he's a little flustered. And the child's voice on the other end, like, they get upset. And because they think they've called Santa Claus, even though it's a wrong number. But eventually he realizes what's happened and that, in fact, there was a misprint in the paper and it was the wrong number for Santa Claus. And so what he does is he ends up tasking a couple of airmen to – because the calls keep coming in. And so he tasks a couple of airmen to answer the phones and pretend to be Santa Claus, even though it's not actually Santa's number. I don't know Santa's number.
I don't know Santa's number either. I think it's unlisted, probably.
It probably is unlisted.
Yes.
And then from that point on, he called in to a radio station and said, on Christmas Eve, he then called into a local radio station and said that they had picked up something entering into U.S. airspace from the north that looked like a sleigh. And so that's how that all got started, and they've done it every year since then. And it's a really fun thing.
It is. It's really cool. I've seen it on the internet, and then even down in Dallas, I know we would see it on the local news would have it on there so we could track Santa. So.
Right.
All right, so somebody needs to call in and ask about a story about Philip when he was little. And when
that's what that light means, is that somebody's calling in.
Got to hear some Christmas stories.
Oh, there's some good ones about me, I'm sure. I know there's a picture of me at some point in like underwear and cowboy boots.
Yes, and, decorating the Christmas tree.
At what, 2 years old?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You used to go to sleep with the cowboy boots on. Couldn't put him in the bed without him. After he was asleep, we would take them off. Yes, he is a Texan.
Right, I grew up in Texas. What do you want? So it looks like AJ is running me another
Bless
note
your
here.
Heart.
I know, AJ, with her healing ankle there.
She's getting around pretty good.
We'll get you a wheeled office chair, and you can scoot along the rails there. We do have another call, and this one is it's Mike Wood. So, Mike, are you there?
Yeah, hey, Philip. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you too, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to call and say that I'm most grateful for living in a place where people care so much about the land and whatnot around them. I think this, the whole fight to stop this dam on the Susitna, and has really brought out the best in our community. I love living in a place where people really care the way they do, and they've really rallied. And so I'm most grateful for that, and I'd just like to say hi to Molly and all the people that live up and down the river. And always thinking about the people who aren't here to share it with us anymore. So thinking of them on the holidays, and real grateful to be where we are.
All right. Well, thanks, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
All right, guys. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a good one. So Mike Wood lives up the tracks in Chase. And sending out his holiday wishes to everybody up and down the river there. Some of whom KTNA kind of is still their only outreach into the world at times, it seems. If you want to call in and wish happy holidays to anyone you like, really, the number is 733-1200. If you've got an interesting Christmas story you want to share, you can do that as well. Or you can send us an email, dj@ktna.org.
Is this going to be replayed too? So if there's
it will.
If there's family or someone not here, local in the local area,
right,
that you could send them the link and they could hear their Christmas or holiday wish on the radio, which would
right,
be kind of cool. They're
no matter where they are.
And if they're like most of us who have family in the lower 48, they just think it's very cool to have somebody in Alaska. And I just want to comment too on what Mike said about being up here in Alaska at Christmas. I mean, you know, just the quintessential Christmas. I grew up in northern Michigan, and this is it's just such a beautiful and peaceful mm-hmm, place. And just is such a gorgeous place to celebrate the holidays.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a really beautiful place up here. Looks like we've got another call that's come in. So
need a little mail slot there.
Yeah,
so
we do
AJ
right here in the window.
Keep running around the corner.
Okay, yep, no, I saw that. That worked. So we'll get that call hooked up here, and that call is from one of our wonderful volunteers here, Kathleen. So, Kathleen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I'm getting myself ready to come in to do the noon today. I thought I would call in
sure,
during this opportunity. Your mom just mentioned how we're reaching beyond the local area, what with the streaming and mm-hmm, all that. And I have had the pleasure of listening to Robert Ambrose Rhythm Connection. I'm not embracing the whole internet thing quite as quickly as other people, but the idea of people being able to stream KTNA and people here being able to stream from other radio mm-hmm, stations. So Robert is doing his Rhythm Connection on KPTZ in Port Townsend. And in case that he is listening now, he and Linda have moved down there. I'll send out Christmas greetings to friends and family who are outside our area as well as living right here.
Okay. Well, great. Yeah, no, Robert, obviously Robert was involved with the radio station for a long time, used to be the general manager here at KTNA. So, yeah, I'll echo your Christmas wishes there, Kathleen.
Yeah. Well, happy holidays to everybody now that the days are getting a little bit longer.
I know. Here in the fishbowl, we can see a little bit of daylight out of the fishbowl here. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, what do we gain in 6 seconds a day now?
Yeah, well, Kathleen is the person who would know.
I bet she would.
Yeah, we're probably up to half a minute.
Maybe
even almost a minute. Woohoo!
Hey, we will take it.
All right. Well, we'll see you at news time, Kathleen.
Yes, you will.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks so much for doing the show.
Sure. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, yeah, Kathleen is obviously, in addition to being one of our news reading volunteers, has done Stardate Susitna for years untold. I think she's been involved pretty much since the very beginning, or at least very close to the beginning of KTNA. So, yeah, definitely. And happy holidays and Christmas wishes to Kathleen as well, who I'll see in person here in probably about an hour when she comes
on her way
in
to do the news on Christmas Eve. That's a dedicated volunteer there.
So I guess just to touch on what we were talking about with the streaming and the online, we will be rebroadcasting this over our terrestrial signal on 88.9 FM tomorrow, Christmas Day at noon. Normally, we rebroadcast Sioux Valley Voice at 7 p.m. on the day of the live broadcast, but tonight we're actually going to be airing It's a Wonderful Life, the radio play that was done over at the Hangar earlier this week, last week, Saturday. I lose track of days during the holidays. Actually, Will and I were just talking about this shortly before I went on the air, that sometimes it's hard to keep track of exactly what day it is.
Yeah. Well, the of course, I might be a little biased, but the Wonderful Life radio, it was just fabulous. So what a really cool and fun way to celebrate Christmas Eve tonight by listening to an old-fashioned type radio show. It's a Wonderful Life, one of those that we watch at my house. And, of course, we have today is the Christmas Story Marathon.
It is.
Which
on,
is an
on cable.
Absolute
yeah.
tradition at my house.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
My husband, Philip's dad's absolute favorite Christmas story.
I don't know. Is it Christmas Story or is it National Lampoon?
It's probably a toss-up, but Christmas Story, I think, might take it.
All right. Well, we do have another caller on the line, Robin Song, another one of our volunteers. Robin, are you there?
Yes.
Well, happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, and I want to send out happy holidays to all the listeners. And I wanted to ask that people remember Michael Vaughn. He's an assisted living in Wasilla. And for all the wonderful work he did for KTNA over the years and many other public radio stations.
Yeah.
And to all the bird nerds in the area, I wanted to let you know I have three juncos coming to my feeders. And normally they migrate outside, but they're here, and I'm feeding them.
So, Robin, while we've got you on the line, when is, I know I saw the announcement, but it slipped my mind, when is the Christmas bird count this year?
It's in January. I forget the exact date, but Chris Mannix knows.
Chris Mannix is the guy to talk to.
Early in January.
Okay.
And we've got a lot of birds to add into the list. I've got a huge flock of red poles out here this year, and pine grosbeaks, and I've got white-winged crossbills to add in. Haven't heard any owls. I'll be curious to see if anybody's heard any owls yet. And,
yeah.
Who else is going to show up? And just want to send out happy holidays to all my friends.
Well, great. Thanks for calling in, Robin.
Thank you.
Of course, Robin Song, another one of our regular contributors here at KTNA with Natural Observations. In addition to the audio work she does, which is always really interesting, she's taken some fantastic photographs over the years.
Yes.
And a lot of them are actually, you can find a lot of them either on the website or on the KTNA Facebook page. There's an awful lot of really great stuff that she's done for us over the years as well. We're getting a lot of calls from our volunteers today.
That's
which is
awesome.
Great.
Yeah. One of the things that Robin just said that is something I think very important to me, for those that know me, is thinking about our elders that are alone on Christmas, either in assisted living or nursing homes or just shut-ins that don't have that family. And, you know, Christmas, we always, of course, think about children and those things, but there's a lot of elders out there that need our love and support and positive thoughts coming their way. It's very difficult for a lot of them. So that's a wonderful sentiment that she said for us to think about those folks that don't have that family that has the ability to go and visit them.
Yeah, and she mentioned specifically Michael Vaughn, who has done, on the technical side, has done a lot for this station over the years, and like she said, for other stations as well. So, yeah, Definitely thinking of Michael Vaughn and everyone who's who's been part of the KTNA family, not just now, but in the past 21 years as well. Now we're rolling. The phone lines
that's
are starting
great.
To start.
People
to
are waking up. They've had a cup of coffee.
That must be what it was.
I'm working on my second. I don't know what is
well,
that.
You've got
a quart.
Yeah, no, you've got the half gallon special
yes,
over
I
there.
Do.
Of coffee. I've got some Kalati brothers here that
nice.
They were kind enough to donate to our on-air auction, which I promptly bought because it was great. I mean, I didn't have to leave the station to get a.
I think I bid on that not this year, but last year.
Yeah.
I bid on the Kalati brothers, but I got outbid on that. But I'm drinking. It's called Dark Magic.
A Dark Magic.
Yes, and it is.
Okay, and looks like we do have another caller on the line. We'll take one more caller and then take a quick break at the bottom of the hour. But this is Laura Wright. Laura, are you there?
Yeah, hi there.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
I just wanted to send out a big Christmas wish to Eleanor Ebling, my wonderful friend and neighbor for all of these years, who, when I first came to Talkeetna 20 years ago, Ace and Eleanor were so generous, and they have a Christmas Eve gathering, which is again tonight, and I always look forward to going to that, and they really made me feel welcome here with my first Christmas in Talkeetna so long ago. So the tradition still continues with Eleanor at the helm.
All right, great. Well, thanks, Laura, for calling in.
Thank you. That's
Thank
a
you.
Wonderful testament to the community that we have here. It's just great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Merry Christmas to you too,
Merry
Laura.
Merry Christmas.
So let's go ahead and we'll take a quick break here at the bottom of the hour. The number to call in for if you want to join in on the second half of the show, 733-1200, or you can send us an email, dj@ktna.org. But go ahead and call in. We want to hear you.
We want to hear some stories, too.
We do want to hear some stories. And nobody, I'm a little grateful that nobody has asked for any of the stories about me. So we'll hear from Frankie Blue Eyes one more time, and then we'll be back in just a minute.
The white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and kiddies listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
I'm not sure who did that song better, Frank Sinatra or Bing Crosby.
It's a toss-up.
It is a toss-up, but well, I'm a big Sinatra fan.
Yes, so. I know you are. That used to be one of your audition songs.
Yeah, no, it was the first musical I ever auditioned for. I auditioned with New York, New York.
I had no idea you could sing. You came home and said, I got a part in the musical. I'm like, but you can't sing.
Well, yeah.
Well, I was wrong.
Well,
you can.
you weren't that wrong, actually. But, it's definitely taken some practice over the years to...
lots of karaoke nights.
So, okay. All right. Now, and over the break, we did get another caller. So this is a good friend of mine, Catherine. Catherine, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine.
Fantastic. I just wanted to reiterate what probably everyone who's been transplanted here feels, and that is that sense of home and family, and that you don't have to miss being home for Christmas, because this is home. You don't have to go anyplace else. you can save all your money on airline miles and all that stuff and just really focus on the people who are part of your life every day mm-hmm. and who love and accept you, even with all your funny quirks.
We've all got a few.
Yeah. It's wacky in a good way, I say.
Right.
But that yeah, there's no place like Talkeetna for the holidays because this is home and this is where family is, and I don't miss anything from any place else. This is it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we've had some wonderful Christmases here. I can think back years ago, Marie Hunt took me in. Her and her daughter, Caitlin, liked to do the 12 days of Christmas, and they would pick somebody. And one year I got to get presents for 12 days, and that was just really,
nice.
Really incredible and special. And yeah, just everybody. I love everybody.
Well, thanks. Thanks for calling in, Catherine.
Merry
and
Christmas.
No, I'm not drinking. I love everybody without drinking.
I know. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys. Have fun.
All right.
Bye.
So, yeah, Catherine is always, anybody who knows Catherine knows that she's a...
High energy all
the time.
High
energy, exactly.
Boy, I could bottle some of that. It would be great.
So the number to call, once again, is 733-1200 if you want to join in and send out holiday wishes as well or share a nice little story like that. So.
Absolutely.
And still, yeah, and I'm escaping unscathed so far, which I'm pretty happy about.
Yes, so far you are. I know someone else is. I have a couple other
go ahead.
Local. I did try to make myself a little list so I wouldn't forget anybody. But I'd like to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to my dear friend Pat Pratt, who is... lived here a long time and has just another one of those people that has totally embraced our family and welcomed us. And, you know, I've become one of the girls now, which is just fabulous. I think when you move to a town of 700 or 800 from a metroplex of 7 or 8 million and you had a lot of friends and things, mm-hmm. you get up, you know, we all want to escape it, but you get up and then you're like, am I going to have any friends? What am I going
to
do? And, you know, that just doesn't happen in Talkeetna. You're totally embraced. You know, after you can get over all the Texas jokes, which, you know, we've heard them all.
Yes,
just
we
FYI,
have.
I've
yeah.
heard every one of them.
And the other end of that is... you know, while Alaskans do seem to be fixated on Texas, Texans don't really think about Alaska that often, in all honesty.
But anyway, so Pat has just become a dear friend, and I just like to tell her Merry Christmas.
All right. Yeah. She's born and raised, is that right?
Been here, yes.
Yeah.
And, boy, talk about some stories now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other night we were talking about, she's telling about some of the stories when she was a little kid, and her dad was, you know, mining for gold, and she would, you know, she said she was just 3 or 4 years old, and she'd be wandering around, and she's like, now I think about it, there was bears, and no one ever even knew where I was. Oh, she'll be back. I mean, what an amazing adventure.
Her dad was Jim Beaver, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well-known, well-known old-time gold miner around
here. Yes, and so she was telling it's just wonderful to listen to the stories of some of people that have been here for a mm-hmm. number of years, went to school at the what's now the historical museum,
but used to actually be the school
schoolhouse, and talking about the pilots flying in, and the principal got upset because they would, you know, come too close to the children would be outside and there's planes landing. It's just such an amazing amazing thing, an amazing gift,
sure.
really, to hear those kind of stories from people.
Absolutely. You know, and I guess just to come back to what you were saying and what Catherine was saying as well, I'm constantly amazed, and I know I've said this on the air before, but constantly amazed by the sense of community this place has. And I first really noticed that during the 2012 flood, which was incidentally the first weekend I really started working a lot for KTNA. Mm-hmm. I was a lowly stringer back then, but just to see the people of the town come together. And, you know, just this past week, there was a fire down in Willow, and then there was a fire here around mile 6, the Evans house there.
Right.
And, you know, when I talked to Lori Evans the other day, one of the first things she said is that the amount of support has just been overwhelming, was the word she used, was overwhelming. And it's just, especially at Christmas time, for something like that to happen. You know, obviously that's
devastating.
Yeah, but you know, she said that she even had a friend who said, "Well, I'm going to bring a Christmas tree over there, and I'm going to decorate you at the place they're staying temporarily."
Christmas will go on,
right? Christmas will go on. So, yeah, and I know there's a lot of people thinking about them and helping them out during this holiday season as well. If you want to join in, we got about 20 minutes left in the show. You can give us a call, 733-1200. AJ will take your call, and we'll get you hooked up and get you on the air so that you can share your holiday wishes or your holiday stories or whatever it is you'd like to share. That's 733-1200. Oh, goodness, I just lost my place.
Uh-oh, don't do that.
Don't do that. And I guess, you know, continuing on that same thread, you know, you're talking about how people kind of make their own families up here. And I've really, this is the first Christmas I've really gotten involved with a lot of that. But I think I think I've got a different Christmas party every night of the week this week. So, I mean,
I hope you're going to work mom in there somewhere.
Well, yeah, no, we'll that's what Christmas morning is for, right?
That's right. Yes. Philip loves Christmas morning. Always the first one up.
Go ahead. Nobody's asked for them, but go ahead.
Always the first one up, and you know, even here as a grown up, you know, gets
right.
The
no,
fire
I'm 30
going.
Years old. I'll still be the first one up.
Yeah, first one up gets the fire going, gets the coffee going, is sitting there waiting for everyone else to wake up. No matter, just very patient, except for 1 year, and I think he still denies it.
But oh, no. I know exactly what you're talking about.
He did kind of take a peek at all of his presents and try to rewrap them.
And I'm terrible at wrapping presents.
Yes,
so that wasn't
part
very
has not improved at all, but it was quite evident. It
wasn't a well thought out plan.
No, it wasn't. It was not well, maybe well thought out, but not well executed.
Not well executed.
At all. And it was quite evident that he had. And the look of surprise when he opened his gifts, because he didn't realize that we knew that he knew what he was getting. So I think that was one of his first performances, probably, was acting surprise when he opened his Christmas presents. And I was tickled the other day at the store at Target. So many of the same toys that Santa brought you.
Yeah. They're popular again.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Oh, my goodness. And,
oh, that
and
was,
you were talking the other day. You had the
I had
van
the sewer that play set. And the, yeah, and the van that shot
pizzas
and manhole covers. And the Ninja Turtles were my jam back in the day.
Yes. In between, you know, and another thing Philip liked to do in his little is watch C-SPAN. He was watching you know, reading.
Some things never change.
Yes. When he was about 8, started watching those kinds of things. We knew then we had our hands full at that point. So, but yeah, lots of great Christmases. We've traveled, always try to get with family on Christmas, yeah. Whether they would come to us or typically we would go to them. It's a little bit harder now.
Yeah,
again, we
we're
still
all
have
spread
goals
out.
To have everyone come up for a beautiful Alaskan mm-hmm. Christmas. So we'll just have to keep working on that.
Yep. I've transitioned from C-SPAN to Gavel to Gavel now
okay.
on 360 North.
Okay, very
part
good.
Part of the Alaska
I mean, I even
Public
saw
Media.
My Little Pony is still.
Oh, yeah, no, it's made a big comeback. There's a new show and everything.
The Cabbage Patch Dolls, I remember that. That was when, yeah, that was sort of the first absolute craze,
like must
mob,
have. Yeah.
You know, people beating each other up to get
yeah.
these kinds of things. I remember that back in, I think, like, well, 84, 85.
Yeah, it was the early,
yeah.
mid to early to mid
yes.
80s.
Yes, that was the first Tickle Me Elmo kind of
right
and fanaticism.
And
yes, the Smurfs. And
yep.
But it's really kind of amazing how those things still.
Well, what it is there's, you know, an increasing number of people my age have
yeah.
young families
so they're
now,
buying them
and
the
so
same
they're buying
toys.
The same stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Well, Santa's that's just doing a do-over and saying, okay, that kid, he liked that, so.
Right, exactly. Well, like, you know, when I was a kid, it was G.I. Joe
oh, yeah.
was really big, which was really big, you know, when
yeah.
you were a kid.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's when it really hit the big time. So, but and Star Wars toys were making a big comeback, too,
oh,
when
I
was
took,
a kid.
Actually, I have to tell you, I took a really close look at some Star Wars stuff yesterday at Target, but your dad gave me the look, like, he's 30.
Yeah, but I still like Star Wars.
I know you do, but I got the look. Like, seriously? But they have some very cool Star Wars Legos.
I bet they do. Star Wars has always been one of the good Lego
one
sets
the,
there.
Yes.
And we do have another caller on the line. Kim, are you there?
Hi, yeah. This is Kim Hutchings. Hey, I just wanted to give a nice holiday shout-out to my friend out in Squetna, Guitar Bill. He's just let him know that we're thinking of him and tell Katina Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I think he predominantly gets his information through KTNA, so.
Nice.
All right.
Just wanted to wish him a happy holidays.
Well, great. Thanks for that, Kim.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thanks
happy holidays.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right. So Guitar Bill out in Squintna. Hopefully you're listening. I'll probably probably catch that. You know, there's not a ton going on out in Squintna, but it's an interesting place, pretty place. So
can't say I've been there.
Yeah, any place on the river generally is going to be really nice.
Oh,
I
yeah,
find.
It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful place. Yes,
all right,
absolutely.
More callers coming in. Everybody's got to get in the last 15 minutes.
That's
here.
Okay. That's how we roll.
They're sick of hearing me talk about the 90s toys that I grew up with. But yeah, no, it is, like you said, the whole Christmas toy craze thing started with Cabbage Patch Kids, and you know, I worked retail for a few years and was kind of in the midst of a lot of that. I missed out on the Tickle Me Elmo craze, but I was there for what was the one, the hamsters, a few years ago.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't have little ones at
no.
that point, so
but Zuzu Pets. They were
oh,
called
yes,
Zuzu
yes,
Pets.
Oh yes, 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 yes. I think my niece. Hannah had to have. Are those the ones that you program something?
They were the little motorized hamsters.
Oh yeah, yes, yes.
They were like cat toys,
right?
But
little wind
for
up
human
cat
children.
Toys. Yeah, that cost four times what the cat toy, right. You know, probably did.
All right, and we've got another caller on the line here, so let's go ahead and patch that through. Taurus, we lost him. We lost
uh-oh.
Taurus. That's
uh-oh.
All right. We'll get him back.
Yeah.
He lives out there. It lives way out there, so he may have lost his signal, but hopefully he'll call back. So, Taurus, if you're still listening, give us a call back. Oh, then there goes the line again.
That's
maybe
probably
that's him.
That. Then we'll give that a try and see. But the other thing I noticed too is they have these toys now that are like iPads for little kids. That's just amazing.
Yeah, exactly. The tablets have gone a long way. Taurus, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
I just wanted to call it and say Merry Christmas to everybody in Trapper Creek and Willow and the whole listening area and Talkeetna, too. And I'm sure that everybody that lives in the listening area can say that love and friendship here has made it possible to even live here in this amazing place. And I think Mike Wood really had a good point. This place is so wonderful. It takes so much work to even live here. It's nice that people around this area especially have such a great respect and love for this place. And anyway, I got a little story, too.
Go for it.
When we were in Switzerland, my family, back in the day in St. Moritz, we had to light all these big candles on a huge Christmas tree in a big house. It was built in 1627. And we had to sit there for like 2 hours, and I thought it meant a lot. We sat in silence until the candles went out, and I thought while sharing that silence, it was kind of about the serenity of Christmas and about how it's a time when you can really look around and see if there's anybody that really maybe needs even a smile. And I think this kind of place we live in really provides that.
Yeah, that's
all the time.
That's a great sentiment.
Wonderful story.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling.
Happy holidays, and everybody be safe out there, and share lots of love.
All right. Alrighty. Happy holidays to you too. All right. So we do. We got about 10 minutes left in the show here, so there is still time for folks to call in if they want to. The number is 733-1200, or we can potentially read an email, dj@ktna.org. It doesn't look like I've gotten any of those, so we'll soldier on. But, yeah, talking, you know, Christmas means a lot of things to a lot of people. I mean, obviously, you know, family is important to a lot of people. For some people, it's, you know, it's a religious holiday. For some people, it's about enjoying and being thankful, kind of like a second Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And, you know, no matter how you celebrate it, be it Christmas, Hanukkah, solstice, or Festivus,
yes.
It's, you know, the winter solstice is always a time of kind of the turning of the year, right? And so, as you know, the days start to get longer once again, and the darkest part of the winter is now over or about to be over. And so it is definitely, there's a lot of room for introspection.
Yes.
And reflection and thinking about those around you. And you know, like Tara said it really well, like it is not an easy place to live.
No, it definitely isn't. It is not for pansies, as they say.
Indeed not. Looks like we did get another call on the line, so we'll get that patch through in just a minute here. That is, okay. This is Nancy. Nancy, you there?
Yes. Yes, well, I am.
Well, go ahead.
Well, okay. Well, I am also going to point out the feeling of home and community in our Upper Sitna Valley. We want to thank everyone for their generosity through these challenging times for our family. I also wanted to mention as a story that while to longtime Alaskans, this is not very much snow, for a kid from the Oregon coast where snow is rare, it's actually raining and flooding there today. I'm loving this white Christmas. So Merry Christmas to all. And a shout out to Taurus and Stacy. Yep, loving it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thanks, Nancy. Yeah, no, it's also similar for a kid who grew up in Texas. Any amount of snow. I was trying to think the other day. I don't know that we ever had a real white Christmas when I grew up in Texas. Maybe one.
Well, we actually had one after you. I don't know where you were. Probably Japan or somewhere. But we did have one. But we did have a white Thanksgiving.
Right. Well, that was 1992, right? 93?
That was, I just remember that it was the year that the Miami Dolphins beat the Cowboys.
Because of Leon Lett, yeah.
Which, you know, we can make a, you know, those of you who know the Manning family, the Dallas Cowboys are the NFC East champions.
That's true. And, we are big football fans.
Big football fans.
All of us are big football fans.
Christmas is also about football.
Okay, you're right, Chris. Not quite as much as Thanksgiving is.
Right. So,
all right, we do have another caller on the line. Greta, go ahead.
Hi. I would like to wish Merry Christmas to all of my friends and thank them for being my friends. And also, I'm very grateful for my health this Christmas season.
Yes.
And I'm especially grateful that Yvonne Brunsting lives in this town. She is one of the most lovely, selfless, helping, caring, kind people. And a special shout out to her and Merry Christmas to everyone. Thanks.
All right. Well, thanks,
Merry
Greta.
Christmas,
Merry
Greta.
Christmas to you, too. No, yeah, and I used to work with Yvonne over at Talkeetna Air Taxi, and she is definitely just a wonderful person. Wonderful person.
Great.
We do still have a few minutes left. We might have time for another call or two, 733-1200, and then we'll be wrapping up right around the top of the hour. I know Steve Heimel went for 2 hours yesterday, but I don't think I can quite go for 2 hours.
I don't know if I can stay awake that long.
Well, you're only halfway through your pitcher of coffee.
Yes. Well, I had some at home before I got
here. Okay. You got a head start on it.
Yes.
So, yeah, but what were we talking about? Oh, we were talking about football. But
yes, no, that's okay. We digress.
The football does factor into a lot of our holiday stories,
yes.
Actually. My brother, Kevin, was born the day after the Thanksgiving Day game.
Yes, he was
year.
Born on Black Friday.
Yeah.
And, yes, I was, very, very, very pregnant, and my entire family, my husband, my father, my brother, my sister-in-law, and Philip, who was 8 at the time, all went to the Cowboys game, and then I had Kevin about 12 hours later.
Yeah, that's all about priorities.
I probably would have gone to the game if I'd been able to go, but yes, it is all about priorities.
Yeah.
But, all's well that ends well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So and I do believe that was a Super Bowl championship year.
92, it would have been. Yes. Yeah, because that would have been Super Bowl 27, the year leading up to Super Bowl 27. So.
Yes.
we might have stumbled onto a show concept here, the Dallas Cowboys Hour. Right
there you go. Oh my goodness, I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, I think we'd have a lot of people calling in wanting to talk about the Seahawks, and my depth of knowledge just isn't as great.
I did notice in Anchorage yesterday. I don't know if it's coincidence or not, but I did see a lot of blue and green Christmas lights.
Yeah,
the combination together, right. And I started to think, I wonder if those are Seahawks. I don't think they make blue and silver ones, though.
Well, they probably make blue and white. That'd be close
blue
enough.
Blue and white
I think.
Would be as close as we could get for the Cowboys.
That's all. See, this is apparently what we have to do to get callers: is just start talking about football.
Yeah, someone's gonna call and start dissing the Cowboys.
Right. We'll get some Packers fan or somebody calling in here in just a minute. But yeah, we do have another call coming in. We'll get that patched through here in just a minute. So yeah, as we get ready to wrap up here, and we've got Trigger on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to say to all the people of Talkeetna and all my friends out there in the surrounding community, a big Merry Christmas from myself, my wife Margaret, and Allegheny. And I want to thank you all for your support in my battle. And a special Merry Christmas to all those people who sent prayers up to heaven for me. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Trigger, for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Well, thanks, Trigger, for calling in and for sharing those thoughts. We do have a couple minutes left. We might have time for one more call. I guess we can deviate off of football now that we've got less than 5 minutes left in the hour here. Anybody else on your list that we need to hit before we run out of time?
Well, I will. Some of the my family that's out on the East Coast, and my brother Bruce and his wife Beth and their family, and my brother Rob, his wife Desiree and their family, my sister Chris and her family down in Dallas, and of course my parents Ted and Shirley down in Granbury, Texas. Was able to be down there for Thanksgiving, but not going to make it for Christmas this time, but I love you all and Merry Christmas.
All right. Of course, well, your family is obviously my family as well. But,
we can kind of cover all those,
yeah, exactly.
All those bases.
You know, and, I've got I know I've thanked, the staff here and all of our listeners. But beyond that, everybody who's part of the Alaska Public Radio Network, that's another group that has shown me a huge amount of support. For those who may not know, I was never really trained as a journalist. I went to school for political science, and decided I wanted to give this job, this profession, a shot, I guess, radio journalism. And KTNA was the place to get that started. I always tell people, I'm a year and a half in here. If I were a year and a half in at a station, where I grew up in Texas, I would still be making coffee.
Right.
So, but here I have had an incredible opportunity, which is exactly. I mean, I moved. One of the big reasons I moved up here was I was looking for a change in career, looking for kind of a change in my path in life, and this has been fantastic. It's been a great experience here in Talkeetna here with this job, and. Yeah, I just want to thank everybody who's been part of that.
You have a wonderful mentor in Will, who will even talk football with you on Mondays. And
he will. He always.
And, he's very supportive. And again, as mom, I appreciate the the support that you've gotten from the community and from the people here. That's the people that you work with, success, nothing like that happens in a vacuum. It's all about the people around you lifting you up and supporting you. So
and how you were raised.
Yeah.
So,
I'll take a little bit of credit,
yeah.
But
I think you deserve more than a little bit of it. So we're just about 1 minute out. That's just about all the time we've got for this week. This has been the holiday special edition of Sioux Valley Voice. If you missed part of the show or you just want to listen again, Sioux Valley Voice will rebroadcast at noon tomorrow, Christmas Day, or you can listen online anytime at ktna.org. I'd like to thank my mother for joining me today, and I'd like to wish all our listeners Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, And I'm Philip Manning. Thanks for listening.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay, they